Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
There's a new moon coming up on the 21st, and you know what that means. It's prime time for some stargazing. Plus, there are a couple meteor showers putting on their annual show. The Orionid meteor shower puts on its annual show each year from around the 1st of October through early November as the Earth passes through the debris field of Halley's Comet. Although the meteors may be observed anywhere in the sky, meteor showers are named for the constellation in which the meteors appear to originate, and in this case it's the constellation Orion. The peak viewing period this year will come up on the night of October 21st in early hours of the 22nd. Observers can expect to see up to 20 meteors or more per hour during the peak viewing period. So if the sky is clear, in combination with the new moon, conditions could not get much better. Plus, the Orionids are known to be a bit unpredictable, with occasional outbursts and fireballs. So make a point to check it out. There's another rather minor meteor shower also putting on a show now. The Taurids meteor shower runs from early September into early December. And although the peak viewing period for this show will not occur until the evening of November 4th and early hours of the 5th, it can be expected to add a few meteors to the show. And like the Orionids, these meteors may be observed anywhere in the sky, but in this case will appear to originate within the constellation Taurus. In addition to checking out the meteor showers, consider doing a little sky watching. The Milky Way always seems to elicit a sense of wonder. And consider checking out a constellation or two. There are lots of aids available on the internet, local library, and bookstore to assist you if you need a reference or some help. And of course, there's an app for that. So find a comfortable place to take in the celestial show over the next few weeks. I've put links to sources of information on the meteor showers and fall constellations, including an app review from Outside Magazine, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.